opinions expressed on 1360 KHNC are entirely those of the host, guests, and callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the Excursion Broadcasting Network.
And greetings. Welcome to the Present Truth Program. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'm going to cover Tucker Carlson's interview with Vladimir Putin. We've heard about the interview. Most people haven't been able to watch the interview or read about their discussion. So I will do it for you with commentary. So, Tucker just interviewed him, I think it was the, didn't have a date on here, about 3 days ago, I think it was. Tucker's first question to Mr. Putin was, what would you tell the people running America? Putin, our message is Russia is not your enemy. We don't want war. We're ready for peace. Your leaders seek conflict. This is not what we want. Russia stands for its own people. We do not want what is not ours. Tucker, would you visit Washington? Putin, yes, of course. I've been to the United States before. I enjoy visiting and have met with every president except Joe Biden, who is not the president. That's why he didn't meet with him. If invited, I would go, yes. Tucker, what is your opinion of President Biden? Putin, we're convinced he is not running the country. Let's say we have good sources that confirm that, but it's plain for anyone to see for themselves. The United States has now entered into a dark period. It has unaccountable leadership. Tucker, do you think Joe Biden won fair and square? Putin, I would rather not get into domestic American politics, but we'll say my embassy reported your southern border was better run than the 2020 election. And he chuckles. Tucker, one poll in America shows you more popular than Biden. Any reaction? Putin, I don't know if that should be taken seriously, but Russian ideals have support. We believe in traditional values. Marriage is between a man and a woman. Men are men, women are women. Tucker, who would you like to see as the next president of the United States? Putin, once again, it's not easy for us to say or get involved. Contrary to long-standing accusations, we do not meddle in your elections. We don't need to because the same people end up running things anyway. It's very insightful on Vladimir Putin's part. The same people end up running things anyway. I'll say this, I'll interject this. One thing about Vladimir Putin, this individual is not a president that, I will phrase it this way, he is different than the previous Russian presidents in the sense that he is a true patriot. He isn't working for the very, very wealthy people in Russia. He is truly someone who loves his country. And if it had been for Boris Yeltsin, Putin would not be in power. Boris Yeltsin had made agreements with the United States in the 90s and was promised that the United States would never put nuclear weapons the United States would never bring Eastern European nations into NATO, which we did, and especially Ukraine, which is why Putin was forced to move military into Ukraine. That's one reason, just one, not the whole. There are many other reasons. But Vladimir Putin had studied the United States of America. He studied the Clintons. He studied the Bushes. He studied Obama. He was very, going into Europe, he studied Adolf Hitler's daughter, Angela Merkel, and he knew what Merkel was all about. He knew how the United States had been one of the main reasons why Adolf Hitler came to power. He knew European history, German history, Russian history, American history. He studied all of the American conflicts. So he is different than the other presidents of Russia. He understands the power structure in the United States of America. He knows who really runs the country. He knows who dictates what happens in Washington, D.C. Okay, we'll be back. I'll be back in just a few minutes. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez.
Hi, this is Ron Tafoya, owner and operator of New Method Cleaners, Northern Colorado's oldest dry cleaners. Men's clothing to women's fashions, we clean it all. Give us a call with all your cleaning questions. If we don't clean it, we might have a solution. We have two locations to serve you in Severance and Fort Collins. Please call us at 970-775-0623. 970-775-0623.
Off-Road Automotive offers a wide range of used automobiles for all of your off-road and on-road needs. From classic Jeep CJ7s to high-end sporty Corvettes and everyday commuters, they have a vehicle for you. Bad credit or no credit, no problem. Their professional finance team has you covered. Give them a visit at 1392 Denver Avenue in Fort Lupton or give them a call at 303-502-3230.
Hey, this is Rod from PCs and Parts in Loveland. We're your local computer and parts repair store. We have been in business for over 18 years, and we have been fixing computers and love doing that. If you're having anything with technical-related issues, come by and see us. To reach us, call us at 970-203-0696 or go to our website at PCsandParts.com. We'd love to talk to you about your particular problems.
Honorary Forest Ranger Betty White here, lending a hand to my dear friend Smokey Bear. Because for 75 years, he's only said,
"Only you can prevent wildfires."
But there's a lot more to say. Like, if you park your car on tall, dry grass, the hot exhaust pipe can start a wildfire. So be careful out there. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. You better stop the thing that you do. I said, oh, watch out.
So, Vladimir Putin, Tucker Carlson, this interview, I think, is one of the most important interviews that Tucker's done. He's done quite a few. They're very, very important. This, I think, is the best because this gives you the people who heard the interview, who've read the interview, an understanding, a deep understanding of where Vladimir Putin is. The man is absolutely brilliant, and he knows what is happening in this country. He knows the ruling dynasties of this nation. So I'll go to the next question Tucker had. Why did you invade Ukraine? Putin, did we invade or were we invaded? Look at the history. Look at the people living here. Historically, it's we who were invaded and are simply fighting back now. Tucker, how will you feel, laughing out loud, if Trump wins again? Putin, we had good relations with Mr. Trump when he was president. There was no war. Our relations were at a high point. That said, nothing is predictable or stats the same. Nothing is predictable or stays the same. We will have to see. Then concerning Ukraine, Tucker asks, what do you think of Mr. Zelensky, or what would be your message to him? Putin, I remember laughing to his jokes when he was a comedian in Russia. Let's go back to the laughs. Tucker says, why is that? He said, because there are strong financial entities in whose interest is to keep us as adversaries. One of your presidents warned against that. We Russians do not have that problem. Tucker, do you see the United States as an enemy? Putin, no. Categorically, no. We were allies in World War II. Russians helped settle Alaska, California. We were in Hawaii also. Our people are not enemies, but those in D.C. are certainly not our friends. Tucker, can you be more specific and name names? Putin, it would be pointless. It's not up to us to solve your domestic issues. Besides, I'm sure you know the names better than us. Tucker, so are you saying your adversary is not Joe Biden, but the people behind him? Putin, exactly. Exactly. Who are the, I'm going to just step away from the article for a second. Who, we in this country, we know the American people, if they're honest, they know who the enemies in this country are. The Republicans, Mitch McConnell, Lindsey Graham, these type of rhinos. Forget about the Democrats. Forget about this administration. Joe, who is not the president, he was not elected. So you can't legally call him president. His nurse, Jill, is not the first lady. So forget the Democrats. Forget the administration. Who are the enemies of the American people? The Rhino Republicans. The Rhino Republicans who have been elected to get a job done, and they don't do their job because they're part of the same fabric. They're part of continuity of government. These people swear an oath not to the people of the United States of America, but to the preservation of empire. This is who these people are. They haven't sworn to carry out the wishes of the American people. They are there to make sure the machine runs. Republican, Democrat, they're the same. Putin knows that, but the American people don't. The American people don't know what continuity of government is. They don't know about the plan after the World Trade Center bombings, when they put in a plan, a system to make sure that the enemy within, who are the American people, or the enemy without, the adversary within actually, or the enemy without, the nations of the world, either the adversary or the enemies could never ever destroy empire. This is the plan, continuity of government. There is another continuity, not continuity of government, the continuity behind world hegemony. World hegemony. Complete, total control of every land, ocean, atmosphere, outer space, the universe. It's a global order. But Vladimir Putin and Xi Jinping destroyed the plans of American or the secret society, New World Order, objectives of the United States of America. Now I'll go back to the article. So anyhow, Putin says concerning the names of the enemies in Washington, D.C., Putin says, I'm sure you know the names better than us. Is Biden your enemy? Or is you're saying that your adversary is not Joe Biden, but the people behind him? Exactly. Joe Biden may not even be aware of what's going on. He may not understand the level of sanctions thrown at Russia. Who put those sanctions together? Those are our adversaries. The people that put together the sanctions against Russia when Russia was forced to move into Ukraine, those are the enemies of Russia. These are the secret societies in this country, Pilgrim Society, New York City, and Pilgrim Society in England, in the city of London. These are the enemies that Vladimir Putin is talking about. He's not talking just about Washington, D.C. He's talking deeper. His thinking, I know what he's thinking, because he studied Pilgrim Society. Why would he study Pilgrim Society? Because it was Pilgrim Society in England that put Lenin in power. It is the English pilgrims with American pilgrims out of New York City that were the ones who put together the strategy of the Bolshevik Revolution with Lenin. These are the enemies of Russia. Two, a society, two chapters. One chapter, New York City. One chapter, London, the city of London. Vladimir Putin knows who these people are. Klaus Schwab. The NGOs funding the World Economic Forum. The World Health Organization. The International Monetary Fund. The World Bank. Vladimir Putin. The Russian people. They know who the enemies of the world, not just Russia, the world. The world is at war with everything, every agency I just mentioned. Who put those sanctions together? Those are the adversaries. Pilgrim Society. Presently, Pilgrim Society is unknown. People don't know anything about Pilgrim Society. They don't know that who started Pilgrim Society. The great dynasty here in the United States of America, the Rockefellers, they opened a chapter in New York City. They founded the Pilgrim Society, the chapter in New York City, because they owned New York City from 1889. And they began their conquest of the United States from 1889 through 1910, roughly, when they the great conquest, the great war that nobody knew took place was a family that went to war. Well, I don't know if you say go to war. A family that took control of the United States of America. This family or that dynasty controls, owns, has owned, still owns, will own America till it is destroyed by the coming Antichrist. And at the same time, this dynasty is still fully funding through many different Rockefeller Foundation entities, the New World Order. The New World Order is a family world order. Now, going back to the article, Tucker, is that why you are championing the BRICS? I have been talking about Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa, the BRICS group of nations, because this is one of the most important a group of nations, one of the most important things that has been happening in the last 20 years. It is the BRICS nations, the BRICS plus nations, that have begun the destruction of the United States of America. And now Tucker asks Putin, and Putin was the one who initiated it. He triggered it. There's only one way to destroy America. Destroy the dollar. He's the one that, through his diplomatic abilities, is a brilliant man, one of the most brilliant men in the last 30, 40 years, I say. Not a physicist, but as far as economics, anything pertaining to economics and strategies concerning how to destroy the greatest empire in the history of the world, this man has put together a strategy that is working, and the decay and the pillars that have held this country, held its power structure, our world hegemony since World War II, is now under 100% attack. We are being crushed by this plan, this strategy. Why are you championing the BRICS, Putin? The BRICS would exist anyway. It's a natural reaction to a Western trading bloc. It's a counterweight. When the dollar is weaponized against states, there will be a natural alternative to it. That's what we want. I'll be back in a few minutes. The Present Truth, 1360KHNC.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez. I'll be back. This is Rick Rodriguez. Christ said he would build his church and the gates of hell would not prevail against it. Join me on Sundays from 9 to noon for the Olive Tree and Lampstand Ministry Radio Church program on 1360 AM KHNC.
I
I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything I do. I am free no matter what rules surround me. If I find them tolerable, I tolerate them. If I find them too obnoxious, I break them. I am free because I know that I alone am morally responsible for everything that I do. Robert A. Heinlein.
Mountain High Floors has been Northern Colorado and Southern Wyoming's floor experts for over 30 years. Whether you need new hardwood, sand and finish, laminates, or tile and stone, Mountain High Floors will give you the unsurpassed quality and service you deserve. We do residential, commercial, and custom work. Call 970-545-2844, mention KHNC, and get a 10% discount up to $200. Again, that's 970-545-2844.
Oh, do you love AM 1360 and the uncensored radio you get to listen to every day? KHNC has launched a listener sponsorship fundraiser to raise the money needed to replace our old failing transmitter. Your generous donation will help make this much-needed upgrade happen so you and future generations can continue to hear the uncensored truth for decades to come. By donating and becoming a KHNC sponsor, you will receive the new AM 1360 t-shirt, a bumper sticker, and the new limited edition 1 ounce pure silver KHNC coin. Also, for being part of this exclusive group, you will receive the monthly KHNC newsletter. The sponsorship package requires a minimum donation of $100, although donations of any amount will be greatly appreciated. You can help us purchase the new transmitter by going to 1360khnc.com and clicking the donation tab at the top of the page. Again, that's 1360khnc.com and click the donation tab. Thank you.
KHNC is proud to carry MyKind CBD products. Products include cocoa, top shelf tinctures, hemp salve, moisturizing lotions, and retinol cream. They also have pet tincture and hemp shampoo for a healthy coat and skin. To see all the CBD products we carry, visit the station at 2 South Parish or check us out online. Go to 1360khnc.com. Click on the shop button.
Get ready to embark on an extraordinary journey with Kelvin Crosby, better known as the Deaf Blind Potter, and his over 15 million followers right here on KHNC every Monday at 5 o'clock p.m. Kelvin will motivate you and show you how to live beyond life's challenges right here on AM 1360.
There is the America that we grew up in. There's the America that is the monster. The America that is the empire that will destroy, has destroyed, and will destroy the nations of the world in the near future. The United States of America is going to war with every single nation that will be in the multipolar world group of nations that are going to de-dollarize. We are going to destroy them. We are going to use economic sanctions, our military, our space program, our technology, weather warfare, every kind of technology, AI. The nations of the world are at war with the United States of America. The American people don't know it. The UN, these collective of nations, why are they sending the people from all over the nations to come up through the southern border? And why is this administration allowing it? This administration and the people behind it and the people who are really running everything, the people in Pilgrim society. They are stripping this nation of its wealth. It's in the Bible. They're stripping this country I'm trying to remember the verses in Ezekiel where a robber puts his hand into the nest to steal the eggs. These people in Pilgrim society that destroyed Russia in the beginning of 1917 all the way up to the mid-70s, it was a Pilgrim society plan. Pilgrim society was involved in Adolf Hitler coming to power in World War II. Pilgrim society was involved with World War I, with the Vietnam War. Pilgrim society, New York City, one of the founders, one of the initial individuals, John D. Rockefeller. This is the secret society. This is the hand of all these occult secret societies that are at war with mankind, that are at war with the God of heaven. They're at war with the true people of God in his seven lampstands. These people must destroy Christianity. Christianity is their primary objective. This is why they attacked Russia. They destroyed Christianity in Russia, but Russia came back from the abyss in the 70s, and now Russia is one of the major Christian nations in Asia, Central Asia. This is why the hatred against Russian Orthodox Church, the Orthodox Church of Ukraine, Romania, all of the Eastern European nations, Central European nations. This war, yes, it's a war against Russia, but it's really a war against Christianity. The occult world is at war with Christianity in Russia and in the United States of America. And the Christian people who should be spiritually minded have their minds set on the things of the earth. What am I going to eat? Where am I going to live? What kind of a palace am I going to own? What am I going to drive? They have no understanding. And most of the people in the country don't realize that any nation that tries to de-dollarize, and a group of nations that de-dollarize, they have a common enemy, empire. And not just empire, but a family that has controlled this country since 1910. And this country is not going to be, this dynasty is not going to be challenged. Okay, I'll continue. The BRICS would exist anyway. It's a natural reaction to the Western trading bloc. It's a counterweight. When the dollar is weaponized against states, there will be a natural alternative to it. That's what we want. Is that why you and Russia have been targeted? Putin. Basically, absolutely. Yes, totally. 100%. No other reason. Russia's targeted. In 2014, Russia made the decision to stop using the petrodollar and began to work with the other nations, and it was difficult with just the ruble, which was valueless. But they had oil, they had gas, they had wheat. It's more complicated. Putin, it's more complicated than that, but I'm sure it's a good part of the reason. Whenever the dollar is endangered, the United States takes extreme measures. It cannot afford to have the dollar fail. Unbelievable. This is why I say Tucker Carlson's interview, from my perspective, is one of the best and most important interviews that he has done. This is it. This is the top of the pyramid. This is his peak interview. Not just because it's the president of Russia, but the questions he asked are perfect. Are you being attacked because you de-dollarized? Putin, yeah, basically yes. It's complicated, but I'm sure it's a good part of the reason. Whenever the dollar is endangered, the United States takes extreme measures. The Rockefeller dynasty takes extreme measures. The family must take extreme measures, all of them. It cannot afford to have the dollar fail. Tucker, but isn't Russia weaker and more vulnerable economically than the United States? Putin, when you look at the size of the economies, we are small, but few people take into account our vast natural resources. I'll go to a break. Be right back. Rick Rodriguez, Present Truth.
Hey folks, the Rev here. Urban survival is more than just a well-stocked pantry. It's preparations for contingencies that separate winners from losers. Be sure to attend the Longmont Survival Expo March 2nd and 3rd at the Boulder County Fairgrounds. It's Northern Colorado's premier event featuring thousands of survival products and subject matter experts. The event will be held in the exhibit building at 9595 Nelson Road, Longmont, Colorado. Phone number 970-581-5231.
Hey, honey, I've been looking all over for you. The radio says there's an emergency. What are you doing down here?
I heard that too. So I'm down here checking our preps, making sure we got enough Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
I hope we do. We need Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream. It's so sweet and creamy, comes in all the flavors I love, and it's essential in an emergency.
Yeah, and it melts in your mouth. They have vanilla, chocolate, strawberry, and a lot of other exciting flavors. It needs no refrigeration, and it lasts for 25 years. But I can't find it anywhere.
Mom, Dad, I have something to tell you. I ate all the Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream.
No!
Don't let this happen to your family. You need good snacks and treats for the moments that matter, especially when it's ice cream that doesn't melt. Go to RockyMountainFreezeDry.com and stock up on Rocky Mountain freeze-dry ice cream and candy today. Again, the website is RockyMountainFreezeDry.com.
As the economy collapses, are you prepared to provide even basic essentials for your family? I teach urban survival training course that arms you with hundreds of skills and hacks to keep you and yours going when everyone else gives up. Food and water are only the beginning. Call the Rev at 303-809-3343. That's 303-809-3343.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
And asks him, isn't Russia's Isn't Russia weaker and more vulnerable economically than the U.S.? Putin, when you look at the size of economies, we are small. But few people take into account our vast natural resources. Russia has over $800 trillion in the ground. No country even comes close to us. Then he asks again, what is your opinion of President Biden? We're convinced he's not running the country. Let's say we have good sources that confirm that, but it's plain for anyone to see for themselves. It is an unaccountable leadership. That is who runs this country. Point well taken, but don't you see the same issues in Russia? Have the same issues in Russia? Putin, yes, to a degree. But in Russia, those interests are more aligned with the thinking of the average Russian man on the street. In the United States, that's not the case. The elites have deserted you. The elites have deserted you. Tucker, so who do you think is running the U.S. then? Putin, the forces which have always run it. You may change presidents, but you do not change those in real power. That is who we have to deal with. Joe Biden is a facade for the power structure. This is an unbelievable interview, Tucker. But there have been persistent reports. Okay, then he changes. There have been persistent reports you have cancer. Putin, I assure you those rumors are false. If I had cancer and beat it, I would share the good news and the cure with the world. And then he says, so I want to thank you for sitting down with us. How is your health? There have been these rumors. Putin, I'm glad to talk to you, and though you see and to talk to you through the American people. I'm fine. I feel good. Given my years, I'm in the best health. But, Father Time. Putin, when you say some fear Elon Musk, what are you saying? Putin, it's clear to see he has enemies within the United States. The way he was stripped of $50 billion in assets, we would call that being signaled out for some special treatment. It's unfair on the face of it. Tucker, didn't you fear Musk when he started supplying Ukraine with Starlink gear? Putin, if anyone thinks a few internet dishes can defeat the mighty Russia, well, what can I say? But no, we do not fear or blame Mr. Musk. The government didn't give him much choice. Tucker, a lot has changed in the world. What's your opinion, again, of Musk? We see him as a businessman, a highly successful one. He's built a great fortune, a huge following. He's a unique thinker with a force of personality who cannot be bought. Some fear that. Do you have any advice for Elon? Putin, I would say continue on. Do not be intimidated. But if the going ever gets too rough, there is Russia. We would gladly open our doors to you. We have welcomed American businessmen before, and we would value someone of Mr. Musk's caliber. Let's turn to Trump. First, tell me how you feel about the current situation with the likelihood of him being reelected. Putin, it would be a bit strange and out of the order, but we are well prepared. He has promised to end the fighting in Ukraine, and we would support that notion. Tucker, how could he end the war so fast? Putin, for one thing, he never insulted us. He has a great respect for Russia. He would start from a position of friendship and trust. Then all the problems are solvable. We could get it done. Trust me. Tucker, are you referring to Biden calling you a killer? Putin, we have been the recipients of numerous insults and slurs going back a few generations of politicians. Mr. Trump was a refreshing break from that. He's very popular in Russia. Perhaps that won't do him any good. Tucker, are you in any communication with Trump? Putin, of course not. But should he win again, our lines of communication would open up instantly, whereas right now we have no dialogue with President Biden. Tucker, that's shocking to me. No one from Washington, the White House has contact, has made contact with you? Putin, that's correct. No one called us since we congratulated Mr. Biden on his election victory. It's puzzling to us. The communications are colder now than during the Cold War. Tucker, how do you think the 2024 election will go? Putin, we're just observing. It's our responsibility to be vigilant since it will impact the world. We are hoping the election is carried out in a way where the results can be believed. Hint, hint. In Russia, we do not have mail-in ballots. Hint. Tucker, let's turn to China. What's your relationship like? President Xi and I are especially close. Russia and China are enjoying good relations as of now, which is an obvious asset to us since we are one of the biggest energy partners. We will continue to be friends. Tucker, there are accusations China has helped you in the war in Ukraine. Is that true? Putin, that's not something I can discuss. Let's say Russia isn't an isolated power. That strategy has failed. We have more allies and trading partners now, more now than before the war started. Tucker, do you ever contemplate a situation where Russia and China may join forces against the United States? Putin, do you mean economically or militarily? I would say we want neither. We want neither, but he's not saying it hasn't begun. Okay. It is not in our interest to clash with the U.S. because all sides would lose in such a conflict. The Present Truth, Rick Rodriguez, 1360KHNC.com for podcasts.
Hey, Chris Lewis here with My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com, 970-776-0258. At My Favorite Gunsmith, all I do is repair firearms. I love freedom more than guns, but the only thing that separates a free man from a slave is firearm ownership. I would only add that it needs to work. All of my guns work. Do yours? Find out. 970-776-0258, My Favorite Gunsmith at MyFavoriteGunsmith.com. That's 970-776-0258.
Hi, folks. I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I know it must seem like there's a million realtors out there making all kinds of promises. Want to hear my big marketing promise? I promise honest and fair dealings with all those I do business with. That may sound old-fashioned, and it is not very catchy, but it is true. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Farm, land, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings. When you work with my team, we'll get the right property for you and be upfront and honest with you every step of the way. Over the years, my clients have told me just that fact alone separates us from others in the industry. If you are considering buying or selling real estate, call me, James Morgan, at 720-203-0731 or visit my website at coloradoproperties.online. No catchy slogan, just a client-first, honest real estate experience. Hit it, girls.
Keep listening to the American Freedom Network.
Reasons to own gold. Reason number 725.
The government goes out of its way to make you believe Social Security has an account with your name on it with money just for you. But the Supreme Court ruled that payments due under Social Security are not property rights and are not protected. Social Security is merely a tax, and the government is under no obligations to pay you anything. Call the Patriot Trading Group, 800-951-0592, or visit AllAmericanGold.com.
The man with the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. But nobody wants to know him. It's even interesting. And he never gives an answer. But the foolish grin is keeping perfectly still. He's a sun going down. And the eyes of his head. See the world spinning round.
So, finishing up with the article. So, Russia is at war. Russia and China are at war with the New World Order, declared on February 4th, 2022. Tucker, speaking of conflicts, what is your take on the Gaza situation? Putin, it's really unfortunate the Palestinians are being devastated. True. Israel is acting in an inconsistent and constrained manner. True. It shows a terrible double standards in the world. Incorrect. Where are the sanctions on Israel? They're not going to come. Sanctions on Israel will not come. It is a prophecy in Psalm 83. This war in Gaza is a prophecy over 3,000 years ago, 3,700 years ago, roughly. Well, I'll say 3,000 years ago is when it was written. And it was talking about the conflict that would take place before Christ returns in the decade before his second return. This is what's happening presently. And Russia is going to, soon after the Gaza war is over, the end of Psalm 83, when it's concluded, or when it is concluded, then we will have the great Russian, Iran, Turkey, Ethiopia, Libya, some of the old former Soviet bloc nations come to war in the Middle East. And that prophecy is in Ezekiel chapter 38 and 39. And at the conclusion of the war here in Gaza, right in between the Russian war and this war, I believe, if I'm correct, there will be the destruction of the city of Damascus. Damascus will be completely destroyed by fire. The people of that area, they worship the god of fire. You don't want to worship the gods of fire, because Damascus is destroyed by fire. So you worship the god of fire will destroy you. Is Russia involved in any way, especially through your alliance with Iran? Putin, no, of course not. We do not oppose the existence of Israel, but at the same time, we support the right of the Palestinians to self-determination. We want to be even-handed. No, the Hamas, the violence, that Hamas means violence, the violent ones in the Gaza are going to be destroyed, according to Psalm 83. So this is not even-handed. This is war against Israel by extreme terrorists in the Gaza Strip. Tucker, are you following what's happening in the U.S. southern border? Putin, actually, yes. It's part of my daily briefing. We Russians find it ironically amusing your Congress will spend billions protecting foreign borders but neglect its own. It's quite laughable, but deadly. Deadly? Tucker says, how do you mean that? He said, deadly serious, of course. People are dying daily crossing your border in an uncontrolled way. It is a free-for-all. The world hasn't seen anything like it in the modern era. Reckless for a country to throw itself wide open like that. Rome, America, is her doom has begun. We'll visit tomorrow. Podcast 1360khnc.com. I'm your host, Rick Rodriguez, the program The Present Truth. Let's see what transpires overnight, and we will visit tomorrow. Have a good night.
Are you looking to sell your excess construction equipment? Trust Steffes Group's team of professionals to get you the best return on your investment. Steffes Group is a nationally recognized leader in the auction business with over 60 years of experience. Their team of professionals prioritize honesty, integrity, and outstanding service, and they work with you every step of the way to ensure a smooth and successful auction process. Go to steffesgroup.com right now to find a sales representative near you and discuss your options today.
This is Clay with Wagner Electric Company. We're out of Greeley. We're here to promote our Generac and Cummins standby generators and our service to the community with any electrical needs. We're located at 1517 2nd Avenue in Greeley, 970-800-3693. The biggest thing that we want to promote is that we set the standard, and we're here to support you and your needs. 970-800-3693.
You're listening to the Roar of the Rockies, 1360 AM, KHNC, Johnstown, Greeley, Loveland, Fort Collins.